Jace, what is first? Can I help you?
Yes, is Scott in?
Yeah, Macy, speak him.
Yeah, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here with Scott about the application that he's going through right now.
Alright, hold on just a second. Alright, but
for real.
Thank you.
If you could just take down my name and number and let me know I called, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, again, my name is John Hughes. With the Bank of Cardiff. And I spell Cardiff C-A-R like car, and then D-I-F-F like different. And yeah. Just calling,
Hello?
Hey, Scott, this is Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah, how's the rest of your week been?
Oh, kind of not so great, but I'll be here.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, hopefully it's the weekend now. Are you going to take a few days to relax?
I may. I mean, I might come in here for a half a day tomorrow, but we'll see how I feel. I just found out yesterday I'm diabetic.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. My uncle, he's a type... I think it's type 2, so I've seen you know what it does, but it's manageable. It's not something
right,
that you
yeah.
know is.
Yeah, they started me on a medication, just pills and stuff. Hopefully, I'll be able to deal with that and not do the insulin shots and stuff. So,
right,
time will tell.
Yeah. Time, you're right. You're absolutely right. Time does tell everything. Hey, look, I was just calling to see how the application's going, if you had any questions on it, just trying to get an update here on my end.
Yeah, I was trying to gather some information for you. I'm still waiting on my accountant to get me the year end from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled out most of the application, and there was something else you needed too. What was it?
It was the bank statement, 6 months, the most recent bank statements.
Right,
yeah. The reason why I wanted to kind of follow up today is because I know it's the end of the month, and then the new month starts tomorrow. So that would mean that you would have to get up to September's date instead of August's date.
Well, that's something I can print out off the internet if that's okay. I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's not a big deal. But yeah, okay,
right.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to hear that. You've been able to fill it out. Do you have any questions about it? Is there anything of uncertainty that you want me to clarify for you, or?
There's something on here. Oh, there's a lot of questions here about credit cards. We don't take credit cards. So
yeah. Don't even worry about filling those out.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about that. That's just, it's just to see when we do deal with companies that use credit cards, just to process the volume and how it adds into the sales of the company and things of that nature. I don't know. Credit department deals with that. I'm not too savvy about the analysis that they go into it. But, yeah, so don't worry about filling that type of stuff out.
Gotcha.
But you filled everything else out. You kind of were able to do all that.
Yeah, I'm looking over it right now as we speak, and I don't really. Nothing's popping out like I had a question on.
Okay, so did you happen to fill out the portion where it said what was it? Oh, there it is. It's like the location that you have right now for the address of the business that you have on file. Is it rented? Is it mortgaged? Is it owned outright?
Well, it's I own it, but I rent it to the business. Okay.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So yeah, all you have to do is just press. I guess you just say own it outright then, since it's your building.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or do you rent it? So if you rent it through the business actually, and it costs what's the monthly rent on that then?
It's $2,300 a month that the business pays to me. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Actually, can you mark that down then as rented?
Yeah, that's what I did, and then
perfect.
I put the rental amount.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I think that's if there's nothing else, no other questions. If you don't want me to walk you through anything, or if you have any other questions, I'll just wait to hear back from the accountant, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like I said. In fact, I need to call her because she was supposed to have it ready for me today, but I haven't heard from her, so I'll make sure she didn't forget or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, give her a call, and then, you know, if you do get that in to me today, I'll start getting, you know, the process going and see if, you know, there's something that we can do and get you an answer by Monday, hopefully.
Okay. That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a quick, like I explained, it's a quick turnaround, usually 24 hours, but it is also, just to kind of, you know, give you a little heads up, it is also our busiest time of the year, especially with the end of the month here. It's usually when a lot of, you know, applications start coming in because everybody wants to get an answer so they can have the next month to prepare themselves. But nonetheless, it's very quick. We're not going to, you know, take a month to get you an answer.
What's a typical, like, you know that I've got a line through On Deck, right?
Yes. We talked about that.
And I mean, you guys would pay that off, and I could get additional money, possibly. Is that what you're saying, or am I just changing companies here?
No. So with what you want to do, if that's, you know, something, because I think you just wanted additional capital to have when
working
we originally.
Capital.
Yes, working capital. So if you want to pay that off and then have, you know, net some on top of that. They were just, you know, I would just need to know the full amount, unless you put the full amount on the, what's it called, the application.
You mean, did I owe to On Deck, or is that what you're asking?
Right. That's actually, I'm completely blanked here for a second, but since you have that existing, what's it called, loan right now, it would probably help you. It'd make the process go a lot smoother, actually, with our underwriting department. If you had the loan agreement, do you happen to have the loan agreement with On Deck kind of saved on your computer?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Well, when you submit the application package to me with everything else, make sure you include that because it would help get you qualified for a better program, and it would help you get give us a better picture of how much that, you know, you would like to pay off as well as net. So do you have a total number that you're looking for right now? I think you said last time, I'm checking my notes here, just to clarify. How much total are you looking for right now?
Like 30, 35,000, something like that.
30, 35. Okay, I'll update my notes here on my end. Okay.
But I think I owe On Deck 10 of that. That's why I'm.
That's not a problem. I mean, it should be fine with trying to see if we can get you paid off in that entirety, as well as net a few and get you on better terms so that you're actually saving money.
Right, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we do. I mean, like I told you, we work heavily with individuals who have worked with On Deck, and they're either looking to pay off their debt with them and get a better rate, as well as net some money on end so you have some cash to play around with.
Right.
Yeah, so typically that's kind of what we do, and that's how we want to help you out. So once everything comes in, I'd love to get that answer to you as fast as I can, kind of play around with the numbers that we get on our end and see how we can help you out.
Okay.
Yeah, so just don't forget, if you want to mark down, like, kind of as a note, just don't forget that loan agreement.
Okay. Like I said, if I don't have it, I can probably get online and get it.
That's perfect. Don't even worry about that then. But just include it in there, and then we will be all good to go.
All right, Nick.
All right. So when should I expect to, you know, hear back from you in regards to that?
I'll try to have it all for you by Monday.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be great if I get it today, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. I'm bouncing around here trying to put fires out, so
not a problem. I know you're busy guys, so you know, that's totally fine with me. But when you get it in, like I said, it's just easier for us to know with the loan agreement, and then you'll probably have to get that updated bank statement for the more current month as well.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. All right, Scott. I will. I'll follow up with you on Monday if I don't hear back from you. Okay.
That'd be great.
All right, man. You take care. Have a good weekend, and stay safe out there, okay?
Will do, man. You too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.